I'm Yolanda Travers, and today's theme is how to cope with people who have a little mental issue since we're all in lockdown. We have a special guest online, and her name is Bridget Shadak, and she is the CEO of Four Farms Counseling. Okay, listeners, I'd like you to open your ears and your hearts to my guest. Bridget, would you go ahead and introduce yourself and your farm?
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Bridget Shadak, and I have a farm in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, which is a holistic center, mental health center for women.
Okay. And you're a counselor that from your website, if anybody wants to check her out, it's a method is a body-oriented approach to healing of trauma and other stress disorders. Now, you could be counseling and so many other things. What drew you to counsel people with PTSD and stress and trauma?
Oh, goodness. Just in my own experiences, and first of all, thank you for having me, and thank you for everybody that's listening, that's showing interest. Trauma often is considered, you know, something that happens to us on a horrific level, and oftentimes it is. But sometimes it's just the accumulation of the stress in the society in which we live in today that creates trauma in the body and post-traumatic stress. But I have had multiple things that have brought me to this place in my life where years ago I started this farm and this center from, you know, domestic violence relationships or addictive behaviors or usage with substances or what have you that were disruptive in my life. I just saw through the years that traditional talk therapy really didn't work, and our work here is done more on a integrative approach, a somatic, which means the body approach, and really connecting back to nature and some more traditional ways of being human.
Okay. Now, you deal with the victims. Are there any tips you can give to our listeners who most are feeling the effects of our New Mexico lockdown, and they might be isolated with loved ones and family members or friends who have some mental issues where before we, well, speaking from experience, we would make our schedule so we had little contact with them. But if you're stuck in the house because in Gallup, New Mexico, we had a spike in domestic violence because there's no place to go. So would you give any advice on self-care for people who have to deal with loved ones who are mentally hurting and how to tread lightly? And what would you do for self-care for the person?
It's a good question, and a lot of people are facing this. This COVID-19 virus is challenged the world, you know, from a time that, you know, we really are what I would call being faced to go inward, to really start to develop what I would consider our spiritual root or our spiritual intelligence. And when we're in lockdown situations or quarantine situations and having to be in a space with others that typically you would create a lot of space in between or could leave and kind of have your own space, you know, it's I would start by, one is, if you don't have a practice of breath practice or becoming aware of finding a way to calm the mind and calm your energy. And it's difficult when you're in a space where the other person or the other people are not doing that. It's hard to sometimes find safety in that. But if you can, my recommendation would be to begin a breath practice. And the reason I say that is because our bodies, our innate bodies, are meant to self-regulate, if we can connect to our breath and connect to our sense of internal regulation. And so we offer, just for anybody that's listening, every Saturday we offer a free online community class where you can do breath class with our community and learn the practice of breathing and basic breath skills, basic movement skills. And I will post, we typically send this out via email, but I will post on our website the Zoom link. It's a Zoom digital link. You just click on the link and you can get in to the class. It's from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. every Saturday, Mountain Time, which is the same time zone that you guys are in. And it'll help you to teach with just breathing deeper.
Mm-hmm.
When we breathe deeper, it automatically engages what's called our parasympathetic nervous system, which creates calm in the body. So when you're around somebody or you're feeling yourself feeling heightened anxiety or shortness of breath or feelings of raise in temperament, when you take that deep breath, and if you can do it in a series of deep breathing and full exhalation, it automatically activates our parasympathetic nervous system. And if by chance you could get everybody in the house to join you, it will bring down heightened anger, heightened emotions, anxiety. It will also help with any kind of depression as well.
Okay. Are you talking about Qigong?
Our Qigong. I'm talking about our Qigong class on Saturday. Yep.
So on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., you will have a Zoom class that people can join. Can you go ahead and give us the website address for that? And then we'll repeat it later on again.
Sure. The website address is 4, and then WINDS, W-I-N-D-S, .farm, F-A-R-M, and that's it. There's no .com after it or anything. It's just real simple. The number 4winds.farm.
Okay, 4winds.farm, and we'll repeat that again. Are there any other classes that people can take to help them identify what type of therapy, or if they should get therapy, any exercises that you suggest for people who are dealing with a stressful situation?
Yes, and they can reach out to, there's a couple of things. They could reach out to our client relations director. Her name is Dora Newlin, and her number is 303-517-5175. And she is available to talk to anybody anytime dealing with any stressful situations or situations that may be dangerous, and we can help them with the situation or give them other classes that we don't publicize, but that if somebody is in need of one-on-one group sessions, we can add them into our group sessions during the week.
Okay.
But we typically have a conversation with, you know, finding out what's going on and then what they need, and then we can include them in a group session.
Okay, her name again is Dora?
Dora, last name is Newlin, N-E-W-L-I-N, and her direct line is 303-517-5175, because there's a lot of simple practices that you can do to help you with your own stress and anxiety or traumas that you're dealing with. And depending on the level or the severity of them, there's different exercises that you can do, or there's some that maybe you shouldn't do at certain times. So it just depends on the individual.
Okay. Now, the classes you have online, is that a new thing, or have you gotten a quite following, or is it interactive, or you just follow along? And do you have any archive that people can look at old classes?
So your first question is, it's not so much a new thing. We've done online classes quite a bit. I do one-on-one Zoom classes with my trauma clients who are either outside of the state or, you know, can't make it to the farm to work with me in person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not new, and I schedule those, you know, as needed. But we don't have any archival that people could, you know, visit, but that's a really good question that you asked, and it makes me think we should start posting them. But our classes are interactive. You can ask questions after our class. Typically before our class and after our class, there's conversation, like what's happening, what's going on with you, what's going on around you, what are you dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And then oftentimes with Qigong, there's mindful meditation incorporated into that class that gives you a chance to release some of the stress and or the anxiety that you're feeling, or even depression that we're all feeling. And then the group classes, we get more into, we have practiced for years. We have worked with the Northern Cheyenne Reservation group, and there's two people, individual, Philip Whiteman Jr., who is a chief of the Northern Cheyenne tribe, and his partner, Lynette Tubles. They teach a model that we work with here called the Medicine Wheel Model. And it gets back into talking about historical trauma and generational trauma, and really understand what that means to us today.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide a lot of tools, and you can go on to their website, which is called the Yellow Bird Foundation, and they have all kinds of archival talks from other elders and from other community members that talk about the model and give practices. And Lynette was going to join me today, but she had to go into Bozeman and was going to be traveling today, so she wasn't able to make it. But the yellowbirdfoundation.org is a really good site for you guys to check out.
Okay. The classes on Saturday, is it an hour class each hour, or is it really that long, or how, or do you adjust it according to who shows or who's participating?
It's always an hour long, and sometimes it goes 90 minutes. Sometimes it's just longer. We often will have at least, you know, the community members pop up on the screen. And, you know, sometimes depending on after class, if there's a lot of conversation that wants to be had, we'll go as long as we need to, and as long as everybody's getting a chance to talk and hopefully feel better once they leave the session. So it's always 60 minutes. Sometimes it runs 90, and I have seen the class go like 2 hours.
Wow. With questions and so forth, probably.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your time. I know you're very, very busy. Could I ask, please, could we maybe do an update in like 6 months or 4 months
Yes.
after this is all done? And if there's any more programs, if and people can call in or ask more questions. I know a lot of people are very nervous, and they don't know what the future holds. And
yeah.
that's causing more anxiety and frustration, too. You can't react to things if you really don't know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that people, like Americans, are resilient, that will bounce back? Or do you feel that, well...
I do. I feel like... I feel like that this COVID is a challenge for everybody, for all of us. And I also think that it has certainly, you know, I'm not a religious person. I consider myself a spiritual person, but it doesn't matter what your belief systems are. I believe that we have hit a time that it's really asking us to start to go within and to trust ourselves and to find our voices and to find our inner strength. And I know that we're all resilient. We came in that way. We are capable of this. And I think that this unknown is also very uncomfortable. That's where anxiety and depression sits, in that area of unknown. And when you start to learn to really listen to yourself and to trust yourself and to simplify your life, to truly simplify your life and know that you really do have what you need and that you can find the strength to make choices, and hopefully we will find choices moving forward, and start seeing, hopefully, everyone as connected, because we're all connected. It doesn't matter our cultural background, our historical background. You know, this hierarchical approach and this big needing more, wanting more, competitive world that we've lived in or have been living in, I'm hoping, if nothing else, that this time of unknown, which is you know, scary because there aren't any answers right now, gives us an opportunity, again, to really find our inner strength and to start looking across the room at one another and knowing that we are all connected and we're all in this together. We're not alone. And we will bounce back, and you will find a new inner strength. And hopefully we find a little bit more of a deeper meaning to what life is all about.
Or maybe what we could look past what we thought life was supposed to look about.
Yes, yes.
I have a question from my son and his friends, and they're 14 and 15 years old, and they're referring to what they had just learned more about in school about the 1940s when there was World War II, and people were asked to give up certain luxuries and to collect cans, and everyone pitched together thinking, you know, because they're working towards the war effort, you know, do without so our boys can fight, things like that. And so the question is, do you think people back, he thinks those are the olden days, had more resilience because they were willing to give up, you know, electricity was turned off at a certain time, or they didn't have cheese or milk. But here, people seem, on what they see, don't want to go without haircuts. So,
yeah.
So they were asking, do you think, he was thinking of me, but really my grandmother, my great grandmother, do you think they were raised with more chutzpah, or, and I didn't know what to tell him. I still think there are people out there who are willing to sacrifice, but the immediate gratification, the me, I don't think that's a United States thing. I just think as humans, we've evolved a certain way that we've gotten used to luxury or convenience, and we don't want to wait for the microwave anymore. And so, do you think there'll be a time that we can roll back to that old way of thinking, like my son thinks, or do you think it'll never go back to that? We'll have to make some adjustments, but we're spoiled. And
I think that we've been living in a really spoiled. I think we've been taking a lot. There's a saying that we always say. We make a choice if we're going to take from life or if we're going to create and give to life. And I think that we as a society have been taking a lot, and I think we've been letting things be taken from us in a lot of ways too. I think, to answer your question, I think that the olden days, I think we have forgotten what it's like to be simple and to be respectful and to see, you know, our elders as wise wisdom, keepers of stories and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that our younger generation, they, of course, have this within them, but they're going to need to decide to make choices and decide to be able to sacrifice. Look at what's happening just to our planet right now with
mm-hmm.
not everybody driving so much and the air quality has gotten better.
Yes.
And I know we're grateful here on our farm that we're able to grow some food, and we're also realizing that we don't need to eat as much as we thought we needed to.
Mm-hmm.
And just again, like, really looking at something in more balance. So I think that your son asking these questions, I think it's really him having keen awareness to say, wow, like, yeah, there's so, when you get something as simple as being able to go outside and walk down the street taken from you right now, it certainly begs to ask some deep questions about, wow, what is going on?
Yeah, and it shows you that even though people intellectually understand the world, they're not aware of certain things. They don't have that perspective because it's never happened to them.
That's right.
And one thing I told my son, and I've told several people, I have appreciation to people who work on farms, who know how to sew, know how to quilt, who do hunt for food, not for fun,
mm-hmm.
because those basic skills are the people were knocking on the door saying, help us.
And, that's right.
And, you know, you might have looked down on that older woman who knows how to sew. And we had a Native American hospital nearby that they got all the old aunties sewing masks, surgical masks and PPE.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought their own, you know, sewing kits, and they knew what to do, how to did it. And it's like they were happy to just participate. And
yeah.
It gave me chills at the fact that we probably look down on that skill. That's old fashioned. We could just buy what we need.
That's
and
right.
No, some of the basic skills that we take for granted, when it's taken away from you, you start to appreciate it. The freedom to walk outside and do things, to hug and do what you want. Mm-hmm. You know, now some other people who have that privilege, when it's taken away from you, you're like, huh?
Yeah.
And there are some people who never had that privilege, or they have it very. So hopefully that awareness stays and won't disappear.
I hope so, too. Even the simplicity of being able to just be quiet, to not always fill your time every minute with something, go, 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 go.
Mm-hmm.
I even have that trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I have that trouble because then I'm like, I'm just there with myself. And when I'm sometimes just there with myself, I'm like, well, I don't even know what to do with myself. That's why that's part of what we've forgotten, just mm-hmm. to be and to take a look around. Like, I would encourage everybody that is feeling stuck in their home or stuck in a room, if you have even a window to look out.
Mm-hmm.
Take a minute and see if you don't notice something that you've never noticed before.
Mm-hmm.
If you can step out your front door or your back door or go put your bare feet on the ground, do it and feel it again. Maybe take a minute and feel it differently. Because guess what? We've been given a gift of time right now. We don't see it that way because it's frankly uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. And so this is a shock to our system but like I said, a lot of things will shock us for the second or for the minute, but we have to keep that close to us to remind us the moment we have, appreciate it.
Yes.
You know, I live in New Mexico, but I'm originally from Ohio. And when I went back to visit, the one thing I really miss is being able to get on natural, green, soft grass with my bare feet without getting a goat head stuck in there or sand in my teeth. But
That's right.
The simple things I completely forgot, because when I got old enough, I ran out of there so fast because I'm like, I am out of here. And, and now I miss that simple, you know, clean water, fresh green grass, the moisture in the air. And it makes you think. And as I'm getting older, it's those thoughts of being present in the moment are coming. but it's hard when you're younger because you've got the whole world in front of you, and yeah. everything's so fast and immediate. And when we get to the end of our lives, we start to take notice, which we just got to be reminded so we have more time to appreciate it. And I appreciate your time. I want you to say those numbers again. We're going to go over the yellowbirdfoundation.org.
Yep, yellowbirdfoundation.org. Lynette Tubles and Philip Whiteman Jr. Mm-hmm. And then Dora can be reached at 303-517-5175. And then our website is the number 4, and then WIN is in Nancy, D is in David, S.farm.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I love what you just said because, you know, we do a lot of equine therapy here, and our horses are out 24/7, right? They're just out. And when you really watch how they just live right then, right now, like all animals, they live right then, right now in that present moment. And we can learn so much from them.
Oh, do you take volunteers? I can send a 14-year-old very strong boy to help you feed the horses and muck the stalls.
We do have a work trade program, but we're full right now. But often you can get people just to get put in the list, the queue list, and we do that.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to keep it close, and I'm going to keep in contact. I'm definitely going to try out your the program on the Saturday, even though I'm at work, because it sounds refreshing.
It is.
Do have a friend here in Gallup that practices, but she's been kind of shy about it, so maybe we can get that started here. The one thing I do ask my guests, when you're having a stressful day, and a lot of things are just happening, negative things, what's the one thing that you can close your eyes and think about that brings a smile to your face?
The one thing I think about is me sitting out in my upper field on the ground in the tall green grass, and I close my eyes and I just hear the noises, the birds, and I feel the wind or the sun on my face. And the minute I do that and take a deep breath, it brings me a lot of joy and peaceful.
Wow.
Peaceness, yeah.
Okay. Well, this interview will be on our website for KGLP.org and on our podcast page, too. So if anybody would like to ask Bridget more questions or contact them, please do. And I will contact you, Bridget, in like 4 or 5 months to get an update on things.
Thank you
Thank you so much. And blessings to you, and have a happy, prosperous day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.